translation. First Canto, chapter 2, text number 12. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes the absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Repeat. The seriously inquisitive student,
or sage,
well equipped with knowledge, and detachment, realizes the absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. The absolute truth realized in full by the process of devotional service to the Lord, Vasudeva, or the Personality of Godhead, who is the full-fledged absolute truth. Brahman is his transcendental bodily effulgence, and Paramatma is his partial representation. As such, Brahman and Paramatma realization of the absolute truth is but a partial realization. There are four different types of human beings: the karmis, the jnanis, the yogis, and the devotees. The karmis are materialistic, whereas the other three are transcendental. The first class transcendentalists are the devotees who have realized the Supreme Person. The second class transcendentalists are those who have partially realized the plenary portion of the Absolute Person. And the third class transcendentalists are those who have barely realized the spiritual focus of the Absolute Person. As stated in Bhagavad Gita and other Vedic literatures, the Supreme Person is realized by devotional service, which is backed by full knowledge and detachment from material association. We have already discussed the point that devotional service is followed by knowledge and detachment from material association. As Brahman and Paramatma realization are imperfect realization of the absolute truth, so the means of realizing Brahman and Paramatma, that is the path of jnana and yoga, are also imperfect means of realizing the absolute truth. Devotional service, which is based on the foreground of full knowledge combined with detachment from material association, and which is fixed to the oral reception of the Vedanta Shruti, is the only perfect method by which the seriously inquisitive student can realize the absolute truth. Devotional service is not, therefore, meant for the less intelligent class of transcendentalists. There are three classes of devotees, namely first, second, and third class. The third class are the neophytes who have no knowledge and are not detached from material association, but who are simply attracted by the preliminary process of worshiping the deity in the temple, are called material devotees. Material devotees are more attached to the material benefit than the transcendental profit. Therefore, one has to make definite progress from the position of material devotional service to the second class devotional position. In the second class position, the devotee can see four principles in the devotional line, namely the personality of Godhead, his devotees, the ignorant, and the envious. One has to raise himself to at least to the stage of second class devotee and thus become eligible to know the absolute truth. A third class devotee, therefore, has to receive the instruction of the devotional service from the authoritative source of Bhagavata. The number one, Bhagavad is the established personality of devotee, and the other Bhagavatam is the message of Godhead. The third class devotee, therefore, has to go to the personality of Godhead in order to learn the instruction of devotional service. Such a personality of devotee is not a professional man who earns his livelihood by the business of Bhagavatam. Such a devotee must be a representative of Shukadeva Goswami, like Suta Goswami, and must preach the cult of devotional service for the all-around benefit of all people. A neophyte devotee has very little taste for hearing from the authorities. Such a neophyte devotee makes a show of hearing from the professional man to satisfy his senses. This sort of hearing and chanting has spoiled the whole thing. So one should be very careful about that faulty process. The holy message of Godhead as inculcated in the Bhagavad Gita or in the Srimad Bhagavatam are undoubtedly transcendental subjects. But even though they are so, such transcendental matters are not to be received from the professional man who speaks them as a serpent, who spoils them as a serpent spoils milk, simply by the touch of his tongue. A sincere devotee must, therefore, be prepared to hear the Vedas, literature like the Upanishad, Vedanta, and other literatures left by the previous associates or Goswamis for the benefit of his progress. Without hearing such literatures, one cannot make actual progress. And without hearing and following the instructions, the show of devotional service becomes worthless and therefore a sort of disturbance in the path of devotional service. Unless, therefore, devotional service is established on the principles of Shruti, Smriti, Purana, or Pancharatriki authorities, the make-show of devotional service should at once be rejected. An unauthorized devotee should never be recognized as a pure devotee. By association with such messages from the Vedic literatures, one can see the all-pervading, localized aspect of the personality of Godhead within his own self constantly. That is called samadhi. Om Gana Timirandasya Kinajana Shalakaya Chaksurumilita Nyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobisam Stapitam Yudhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dharati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Kuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvetam Savadutam Parivina Sarita Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Pancha Kalpa Kurubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvyecha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namah Krishna Tvadiya Padapanka Japancharantam Ajarvame Visitu Manasaraja Hansan Prana Prayama Samaye Kapavata Pittai Kantavaro Dhanavido Smaranam Kutaste Idam Bhagavad Nama Prana Brahma Samitam Uttama Shloka Charitam Chikara Bhagavanashi Nishaya Saya Lokasya Danyam Shastayanam Mahat. The Bhagavatam confirms its own position. It's a Purana that's completely spiritual and it's all auspicious and all good for everyone. Absolute truth. Do we know what absolute means? What that means, absolute truth?
No fault.
Huh?
No fault. Complete.
Yeah.
Not relative.
Not relative, yeah. Who said that?
Sacrament.
Yeah. It means it's good, it's true in any condition, in any circumstance, any time, any place. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the absolute source of everything. There's relative truth. You know, it's true now, but it won't be true later, or it's true for me, but it's not true for you. Right? That's relative. Most people don't, you know, they never heard of absolute truth. They think absolute is vodka. It's advertised everywhere. They're famous for our advertisements. So the word gets misused, but because absolute, you know, it has some idea that it's something really good, you know, something that's the topmost. So, like absolute zero in science, that means it's absolutely cold. It can't get any colder and all motion stops. I think it's theoretical, but I don't know if there's ever such a thing. But supposedly when there's no life, no motion, nothing can move at absolute zero, completely zero. But some people understand the word. In Japan one time I was, it's called Zetai Shinri, if you ever meet a Japanese person that's listening to you. If they say, what is it? You can say, Zetai Shinri, absolute truth. One guy, he asked me, what is it? The rich guy walking really fast. So I was babbling on, finally I just said that, and he stopped like anything, whipped out $50 and grabbed a book and ran off. So some people can understand that something good, you know, something wonderful. And we want to realize that, and it's realized by the devotional process of hearing. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatriki, Vidhinvina. Hearing from those things. Other things that are concocted, they're just utpattayaiva kalpate, and just create a disturbance in society. Hearing, you know, so-called spiritual things that are not authorized and not coming from authorized people. Prabhupada's talking about these professionals. There's many famous professionals that recite Bhagavatam. And they're very popular. They're very good at speaking. Mostly they speak on the 10th candle. And they get a lot of money and they live comfortably. It's their profession. So Prabhupada said it's ruined everything. They call that the Bhagavad Saptaha. The idea of reciting the Bhagavad, and then people think that by attending this 7 days, you know, each night and hearing the Bhagavatam, then that's all they have to do for their spiritual life. You know, they've done their duty. You know, they've done whatever needs to be done, but we know Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavata Yutama Shloka, Bhagavata Bhakti, that you have to hear regularly, always, daily, and practice spiritual life. So there's a lot of descriptions here. We're familiar with these things. Kanishta and Madhyam and Uttamadhikari. Kanishta devotee is maybe attracted to come to the temple, not so much wanting to hear anything. They may go to the holy place to take a bath. Or they may be worshipping at home and thinking themselves to be the best of all devotees. That's the general mood of a Kanishta. Sometimes they think, I can't even go to the temple because those devotees are, they're not really good devotees. They're just making a show so that they make money. And so they won't, they're not very advanced. Kapila Muni describes all that, and he says that, you know, if you're worshiping the deity but not honoring the deity in the heart of all of the living entities, then that's not very good. So the Sankirtan movement that Lord Chaitanya gave us, and we've been so carefully given by Srila Prabhupada, automatically means we have to, you know, have some understanding of the Krishna's in everyone's heart, to approach them with the book or to go out and try to spread the holy name. should understand that Krishna is in everyone's heart. We're actually approaching, you know, Krishna is witnessing all our endeavors, and he's very happy to see that. When you approach someone with a book or you're out chanting, sometimes the people don't seem to notice, right? At least consciously, many they don't even notice. Their minds are so absorbed in whatever they're absorbed in. But some people take note and appreciate. But the super soul always does. He's witnessing everything, and he's very happy to see the devotees making that effort to try to help the fallen conditioned souls that won't listen to him, and it's in their heart. So that this is the process of... One time the devotees told Srila Prabhupada that we will become self-realized, you know, by distributing your books. Prabhupada said, you're already self-realized. He said, otherwise, why would you do it? Why would you go out and try to give these people the book about Krishna if you didn't realize that Krishna was in their heart, that they're part and parcel of Krishna? If we really thought that they're not part of Krishna, not in their heart or something, then it would be very difficult. And so we realize more and more by practice, by preaching the glories of the holy name. That will increase our faith. By preaching the glories of the books, and we increase our faith in the book. The more faith we have, the more we can chant, you know, attentively and with the proper mood of service attitude, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And then Bhakti Vinod Thakur and Chaitanya Shikshanjamriti gave us from Gopal Guru Goswami, you know, Hare, or what is it? Please make me qualified to serve you. Please make me learn how to serve you from your devotees. Different prayers for each line. Hare Krishna and Hare Rama. And Prabhupada summarized that whole thing. My dear Lord, my dear energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. Of course, chanting the holy name is service. Hearing, that's very important, most important service. Everything comes from that. Chanting, hearing, and hearing from the devotees, the pure devotees. That means someone who's not motivated, someone who's not materially motivated, spiritually motivated. He wants to please Krishna. He's doing it for the pleasure of Krishna, not for money, not for prestige, not for any of those things in mundane society. But he's speaking the Bhagavatam and trying to teach. That's what our temples are doing all over the world. Open door, inviting everyone, please come. Please come and, you know, take darshan, see the deity, get prasadam. Here, take a book. Oh, but, you know, he's always stressing in terms of the festival, how many books, how many people should go away full so they won't eat again for at least a few hours. And they'll be remembering and they want to come back and eat prasadam again. And, you know, carrying a load of books and, you know, take prasadam home with them, whatever. And giving Krishna. Prabhupada was selflessly giving Krishna, traveling so much to speak and teach and translate, and pushing all his disciples to publish the book and distribute them, and it's still going on very miraculously. People are happily getting prasadam, getting books, hearing the holy name, you know, appreciating Krishna, whatever way. If someone just appreciates, the devotees just appreciates the preacher, they get benefit, they get spiritual benefit. And sometimes people just say, well, it's nice what you're doing, I appreciate what you're doing. That's very good. Those people are making advancement. Making a cloud coming in from behind. Upanishad means to come close to the guru. Sometimes everybody thinks as far away as possible. Don't be afraid. We don't have the pickpockets going around. So we're trying to help everybody, all living entities, but especially the humans. The humans are the ones who can help everyone else. When human consciousness is elevated, then they will not act in a way that's so destructive to the environment, and they will do things that are good for everybody. So that's the mission of Lord Chaitanya's movement, to try to elevate everyone's consciousness. And people read the book, they just read a little bit, like, well, this, any one of these verses, or this one is full of so much things of purport also. And this particular chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, is one that really covers everything very thoroughly. So if you wanted to study and really get a complete idea of the entire Srimad Bhagavatam and what it's all about, what bhakti is all about, and what ISKCON is all about, and our mission, then just read this chapter over and over again. It's an amazing chapter. You might be noticing as you go through it. Right. So the series, the inquisitive student, well equipped with knowledge and detachment. Now, how does that verse go? Does knowledge and detachment come automatically?
Vasudevi
Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita Gyana Vairagya. Louder. Louder.
Bhakti Yoga Prayogita Vasudevi Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayogita Gyana Vairagya Yashi Vairagya Yanam Jaya.
Yeah, so by just Vasudeva Bhagavati, by Bhakti Yoga prayer, just by a little bit of Bhakti Yoga unto Vasudeva Bhagavan, then automatically knowledge and detachment comes. You don't have to make a separate endeavor. So here it's saying, you know, with well equipped with knowledge and detachment, then that will come about automatically if we're rendering bhakti yoga, and you realize the absolute truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he's heard. So, you know, we have to hear and render authorized devotional service. Shruti smriti puranani pancharachi ki vidhim vina ahoitu kiti bhakti utpachayaya kalpateya. Anyway, any other system is just a disturbance in society. Like, people make up sometimes some system that no one's ever heard, and this is going around nowadays. You can get initiated by Rupa Goswami or something. You don't need a current, you know, connection. Of course, we can learn from Rupa Goswami. Both Bhakti Siddhanta and Bhakti Vinod Thakur, their prayer says Rupa Numba. You know, they're followers of Rupa. Prabhupada was inspired by Rupa, and, you know, his literature is the basis of all our teaching. Nectar devotion. If we study nectar devotion, then we can know everything enough to judge anything anybody is saying about bhakti yoga. That's another amazing book that everyone should read over and over again, especially the first wave, the first one, which is just describing all the basics of bhakti yoga practice. Then we know what's right and what's not right, you know, because we hear many things. Devotees ask many questions. Somebody told me this, somebody told me that, the word. Nobody can tell you where it came from. Oh, I heard it somewhere. Somebody said it. Some devotee said it. So we need to ground ourselves in, you know, from hearing properly from. And Srila Prabhupada gave everything perfectly from all the six Goswamis and all the parampara, so that everything is there in a way that we can handle it. And he gave us the activity to quickly purify us and bring us, you know, to that really transcendent. Because preaching is a great privilege. Sometimes they say, well, you shouldn't preach until you're pure, but Prabhupada told everyone immediately, go out and tell someone. You like chanting? Go and tell someone that you like chanting. tell him I like this. It made me feel good. This, you know, do it. You should try it. You know, I like this prasadam. Try it. You know, whatever you realize, do it. You don't have to wait till you come to some kind of ethereal concept of purity, or you know, memorize the Bhagavad Gita or something, or you know all the technical terms for everything. No, you just have to share whatever you. I'm just like the Christians, they call witnessing. You go out and tell people, well, I really like them. I've been saved. So I've been reading this book. It's great, you know, it's wonderful. Because people are asking, do you read it? They want to know. Say, yeah, we do read it. Prabhupada stressed that. Don't just read it and not distribute it. If someone went, I'm going to study all day and not distribute, he didn't like that. But if someone was distributing and never read it, didn't like that. Balance. Don't work too much, don't work too little, don't sleep too much, don't sleep too little, don't eat too much, don't eat too little, play too much, you know, study too much, study too little. Balance out everything so that we can utilize our energy, you know, to make arrangements to bring more and more people into the shelter of the Holy Name, shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, and engage in the Sankirtan movement. It's a big movement. Everybody that's doing anything is part of it. Keep it going. It takes a lot. It's like an army. The actual soldiers fighting is a small percentage of the entire army. Right? But they can't do it without the cooks and the people that load the guns or whatever they do, you know, repair the tanks and all those things. You need everybody. So the Sankirtan movement needs everybody. Everybody is front line if they have that consciousness. And we want to, are meant to take over the world, to really influence in a big way so that Kali can, you know, be put in his place. Kali is very much fearful of the Sankirtan movement, so he's pushing very hard his agenda lately, more and more. So we see everywhere we go more and more casinos and more stupid things, you know. It's a crazy thing that they consider so-called civilized, you know, that this whole area around here. But, you know, they're just trying to enjoy. They want happiness. So we have it. We have Krishna. It's Paramananda. We have Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda. Krodha Paramananda. He never gets angry because he's always in transcendental bliss. And we have Srimad Bhagavatam, which is completely purifying. And we want to encourage everybody to read it. We meet so many devotees, they have the book at home, they haven't read very much. You know. But just having it is good because they should have it because it has potency even just to see it or just to have it there. But especially reading it, that means to really keep the Srimad Bhagavatam, to read it and apply it in our life, to be thinking more and more how to connect with Krishna, how to do some service, offer everything to Krishna. We're offering all the food we cook to Krishna, but there's no loss. We get back more and better. So along the line, we can give everything. We hesitate. Well, I don't know if I should give everything to Krishna. Maybe I could keep something for myself, you know. But, you know, maybe he's going to cheat me, you know. But he doesn't. The more we give, entire, we want to give more than just the incense or the flowers or the nice cooking. We want to give our entire being to Krishna, that we just become puppets, like Prabhupada said, make me dance, I'm your puppet. You know it. We don't do anything. Every movement, everything we do, it's Krishna doing it, and we want to become aware of that, pray to Krishna, and we speak, you know, we can speak something reasonable, something that will inspire someone to try to serve Krishna. So it's going on here very nicely. So many devotees coming in and out all day long. So many books going out. So many people becoming devotees. And we have a big job to do. London City is what, 7-8 million people now. Isn't it? The resident. Then how many people come in every day? You know, to work or shop or whatever they do. You know, they're all looking for Krishna. So they're very fortunate that there's devotees out giving them a chance to contact Krishna. All of you are very fortunate. Special privilege to be able to be part of the Sankirtan movement and most exalted, you know, progress in spiritual life. And you just hang in there. Take shelter of Lord Nityananda to also become compassionate, you know, for the suffering conditioned souls. A Vaishnava, Vanchakalpa, Trubhis, Cha, offer respects to all Vaishnavas. And they're full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. They feel like they have to, they want to help them because they're going to hell. They're rushing, maybe in a nice vehicle or a nice dress, a nice body. But where are they going if they don't find out about Krishna? If they're just living this sinful life. But they can all be saved. So many people are being saved by this Sankirtan movement, by the Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone who reads it, they'll get, you know, so much purification. So this is it. We won't realize Krishna only by Gyan or only by Yoga, but by Bhakti. Bhakti Mama Vijananti Yavanyas Shasmi Tapataha. Krishna says, only by bhakti can you realize me as I'm standing here before you. And bhakti begins, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And it ends with that also. Very easy. So keep giving it, take it, give it, take it, give it, everyone you meet. You know, somehow think of how to give them out. This will help the movement. Help will help us, will help everybody. The more we think of the welfare of others, the more we'll be blissful, and the more we'll be inspired to give Krishna to, you know, everyone. So it's Saturday, I guess it's a Maha Saturday or something. We'll stop. Any question? No time. Okay.
It's World Enlightenment Day.
Oh, really?
Books this should be.
World Enlightenment Day.
Christians, how many?
Okay. Well, the world needs enlightenment, that's for sure.